Okay, well, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, Jeannie shared a phenomenal teaching yesterday, and I know it touched many hearts. We've got a lot of overwhelming responses that people sent in, how much they were blessed. And the subject of her sharing was our final authority, God's Word. You know, man has dedicated his efforts to know the truth. And that effort has produced billions upon billions of books and written materials. But out of all of them, only one is truth. Only one is our final authority, and that's God's Word. And tonight I would like to take a little step further in light of this wonderful Word of God, our final authority, and see that it's a living Word. So, what is the purpose of God's Word? What do we do with it? Why should we read it? Well, I believe God has a certain life for us to live that's reflected through a knowledge of God's Word. And like I say, God's Word is much, much more than just a book. It's a living, breathing truth. It really is. Hebrews 4:12 says the Word of God is quick. That's the old King James, and that word quick, it means alive. The Word of God is alive, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Man, oh man, that's quite a word. That's the Word of God we're talking about here. No other book comes close to being like this wonderful Word of God, because this Word of God is a breathing truth. It is alive. And as we read it, as we believe it, as we put it on, we have life. We have life to the fullest. Go to 2 Timothy 3:16. This is a foundational scripture we use to share about God's Word and how we got God's Word. And in this verse, 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Again, that's the King James. The Greek word for given by inspiration of God is theopneustos. Theo, God, pneustos, breath. Really, what this word is saying, that all scripture is God breathed. God breathed his word into being. It's a living word. He didn't just print it on paper so that we'd have something that looks good on paper. He breathed it. It's a living word. We equate soul life, don't we, to breath life? If we lose our breath life, we've lost our soul life. We're not alive. But if we have our breath life, we are living. Genesis 2:7 talks about God formed man, right? In the beginning there. And it says that he breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. That breath of life. That is life. God breathed in to man to have life. God breathed into his word so that it's living. See, we just don't have a dead book that we deal with. It's a living book. It has living results for us that believe it. Let's go to Psalms. There's a number of verses in Psalms I want you to take a look at. And we're going to go to Psalms 119. So go to Psalms 119. And the first verse is verse 25. And it says, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. And again, I'm reading from the King James. And this word quicken, the text, it's alive. It's living. A literal would be, give me life or keep me alive. See, it's a living word. God's word gives life. Look at verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction, For thy word hath quickened me, or thy word has kept me alive, because it's a living word. Isn't that fantastic? We're not in some classroom where we have stale words and things that don't really have meaning. Now, of course, we study different information in school. I get that. But there's nothing that comes close to providing life than the living Word of God. Go to your 119. Let's go to verse 154. 154. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Make me alive according to what? Thy word. God's word gives life. It gives life. You know, when you think about it, when somebody gets born again of God's Spirit, how do they get born again? Well, Romans, 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? Word of truth. God's word. You believe God's word, you get born again. You go from eternal death to eternal life. That's why I'm really excited about God's word. And we should be excited about God's word, because it stands far beyond any word that man could say. Because it's a living word. It's the eternal living word. All right, did I read verse 59 yet? 159. We're Psalms 119. Mm-hmm. And we're at verse 159. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Again, make me alive, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Verse 160, thy word is true from the beginning. Right from the beginning, God's word is true. And every one of thy righteous judgments endureth for what? Forever. This is God's word. It's the living word. We need to take care of the living word in us. It's not a dead word. It's a living word. We want to take care of this living word that we have so abundantly available to us. I think about Al and Shati, how they have two dogs. Many of you probably know this. And they really take great care of their dogs because they're alive. They're living entities, right? So they take great care of their pets. Well, what about God's word? God's word is a living word. We want to take care of God's word in our life because it is a living word. And God's word gets living results. You know, with God's word, we can go from eternal death to eternal life. We can go from sick to being delivered, healed, made alive. God's word heals, it delivers, it mends, it loves, it cares, it's kind. God's word connects us to a living relationship with God Almighty. We are sons of God now. How come we're sons of God? Because we believe the living word. And we have that connection. Because of the living word of God, we are born again of his spirit. We have a new life in Christ. Go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Ephesians 2, verse 5. Take a look at that. Okay, Ephesians 2, verse 5. Well, let's read verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins. Okay, here, you know, think about this. We're dead in sins. We don't get it right. We fall very short. But God is rich in his mercy, his great love where he loved us, in spite of being dead in sins. He hath what? Quickened us together with Christ. That word is made alive with Christ. He made us alive in Christ. You were dead at one point. Now you're alive in Christ because of what God's word says. Isn't that fantastic? This word is so phenomenal. We should be very excited about this word. You know, in Jeremiah 15:16, it says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And they were the joy and rejoicing of my heart." Well, heck yeah, in light of what the word does. Yes, so we need to really grab on to God's wonderful word and have that word living in our life. Pretty neat, huh? Wow. Well, Colossians. Let's take a look at Colossians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians chapter 2. Let's see here. Verse 13, I think. Yep, verse 13. "And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together," made alive. That's what it means. "Made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Man, oh man, what a loving word of God. Aren't you thankful that this is a living word? Man, I sure am. That's why I want to really continue to grow with the word. We are new creations in Christ. So now we renew our minds, don't we? We put off the old man, we put on the new man. And that new man is built up in the knowledge of who we are in Christ. And that really makes a difference, right? This living word makes you a son of God. This living word makes you more than a conqueror. This living word allows you to do all things in Christ. This living word allows you and teaches you to speak in tongues, whereby you can speak wonderful words to our Heavenly Father. Isn't it fantastic? We just need to let this wonderful living word live, be rich within us. Believe it. Renew our minds to it. Love it. Share it. Well, a few more verses. I got to share these verses with you, okay? There's a record in John 6. This is one of the most dramatic situations, I think, recorded in the Bible. Man, when you think about people's lives and working with the Lord Jesus Christ and his disciples and just the challenges that the people faced as they endeavored to walk with Christ in those early days when he was alive on earth. And I want you to see this record here in John 6. Okay, chapter 6, verse 63. We'll start here in verse John 6, 63. "It is the Spirit that quickeneth," okay? The Spirit, that's what really gives life. God is Spirit, right? He is alive. And it's the Spirit that quickeneth, that gives life. "The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are life." This is the Lord Jesus Christ he's talking. And the words that he spoke, they're not dead words. They're not just some philosophy, some nice thing said. They're living words. They're Spirit and they are life. Verse 64. "But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, Therefore said I unto you, that no man could come unto me, except it were given unto me by my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." Man, I am really saddened to see that these people, that they were with the Lord Jesus Christ. They were with him. He was alive. He was doing all these signs, wonders, and miracles. And yet, they got tricked in their hearts and didn't see who he really was. And they quit walking with Jesus Christ. They left him. Verse 67, then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Wow, what a confrontation, huh? What a confrontation that challenged his disciples. Is it the word? Is it the living word? Or is it just some man talking? Well, Simon Peter speaks up. Verse 68, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of what? Eternal life. You have the words of eternal life. Peter got it. He missed it sometimes, but boy, he got it this time. Man, oh man. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter saw what was the truth. And Jesus Christ, his words were living. They were eternal. We've got to recognize that. We've got to see God's word so big, much bigger than man's word. We just want to see the truth living in our lives, knowing that the Word of God is real. It's alive. It's living. Go to 1 John, if you would. A couple more verses here. I just really want you to see how big this Word of God is. It's our final authority. It is the truth. And we need to see it bigger in that it's a living Word of God. It's not just some book with printed words and letters. It's a living word. It makes all the difference for our lives that we can have eternal life. What a great deliverance for us to realize. All right, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of what? The word of life. Man, oh man. Isn't that fantastic? Verse 2 says, for this life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested to us. You see, they had that opportunity to handle the Word of God. They saw the Lord Jesus Christ. They were with him. And they handled the Word of life, which is eternal life. You and I, the same thing today. We get to handle the living Word of God, this precious Word of God that gives life. Isn't it fantastic? Do you see how important our lives are in the outreach of God's Word? You know, we're not just handing out scriptures. We're handing out life, living life, the words of life. That's why I love this verse in Acts 5:20, where it says, go. This is the angel telling the disciples what they need to do. And he said, go, stand, speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Wow, all the words of this life. And that's the eternal words that the Lord Jesus Christ shared and what God gave in the God-breathed Word of God. You and I are so privileged, so blessed to have the living Word of God. So I encourage you to recognize the value of God's Word in your life and then live it, believe it, step out on it, and know that God's going to work mightily within you to bless you and do what the word says it will do. Make you more than a conqueror. You can triumph in all things in Christ. My goodness, God's word is so loaded, so full, and so rich. And we have the privilege to live it and to share it with others. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, Father, thank you for your living word, and that it will just remain living in our lives, and that we can hold it forth to others. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.